Another story now from Myanmar, because while some there stay silent, others just have to make some noise. Here's Lainey Baron from Yangon.
What if this is what woke you every day? And you tried to sleep through this at night? Myanmar can be a loud place. The country is making up for decades of isolation and military rule. There's traffic, there's construction, and there's this. A snack seller with a megaphone. It seems like everyone has a megaphone. Last year, a Dutch tourist unplugged a loudspeaker that was blasting outside his hotel. Thing is, he pulled the plug on a late-night Buddhist sermon. He was charged with interrupting a religious assembly. The tourist was jailed for 3 months with hard labor. He's been released, but his story went viral. And now more and more people are openly complaining about the megaphones.
It's really loud. It's too loud here.
This is Terrain Tan Cha. He's an artist. His latest project is a sound suit. It looks like a giant upright tube with colorful megaphones sticking out. When someone puts on the sound suit, all you can see is their feet, but you can certainly hear them. Terrain Tan Cha recently put two sound suits in a park, where anyone could make as much noise as they liked, or they could turn the megaphones off without going to jail. But he's careful to say his sound suit isn't a direct response to the Dutch tourist case.
I think I don't know enough to say if arresting the foreigner was right or not. I think such a case is difficult.
Difficult as insensitive. Just talking about the Dutch tourist makes people nervous here. Slights against Buddhism, things like a Buddha tattoo, tend to rile up conservative religious factions. After the tourist turned off the loudspeaker, soldiers had to come and break up an angry mob outside his hotel. So when I asked Terrain Tan Cha about his sound suit, he stayed away from politics. He just wants to get people thinking. The sound suit repeats a looped noise until the batteries die or someone ducks inside to switch it off. Kids loved the sound suits. Couples in the park, not so much.
Maybe some people don't know this is art or this is like a decoration.
Artist Ong Myate helped create the sound suit. He's also the co-founder of what he says is the country's only contemporary art school.
By the previous government, it's never come up that kind of work in the public, I'm sure.
During 50 years of military rule, Myanmar artists were stifled by censorship. They've only recently gotten room to experiment, but there's still self-censorship, especially around taboo topics like religion and ethnic conflict. Terrain Tan Cha says making art about sensitive topics will take time. For now, he's content to highlight problem areas like noise.
Most of the people in Myanmar, they met everyday noise. I just want to point out, that's all. Yeah.
Maybe once people hear what they sound like, he says, then they'll reduce the noise.
A little bit reduced is much better.
For the world, Lainey Baron, Yangon.